Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Mia Davies has announced her shock resignation as state opposition and Nationals leader. After 17 years as a Member of Parliament, she says there's not enough left in the tank. She'll leave politics at the next state election in 2025. Dramatic scenes at Elizabeth Quay with tactical response group vessels called in after a man jumped into the water while allegedly trying to avoid police. Officers were called to the area following reports two men were trying to gain entry to a building on Hay Street. One man was arrested at the scene, the other fled on foot before attempting to swim away. He was arrested a short time later. Investigations are ongoing. 10 people have been arrested after two violent brawls erupted in Perth City overnight. Two officers were injured as they tried to break up a fight near MacIver train station around 1 a.m. 3 hours earlier, about 150 people were involved in a fight along Wellington Street. Assistant Commissioner Brad Royce says it was sparked by a clash at Perth train station.
Pretty disappointing. I don't think anyone in the community expects police officers or anyone has things thrown at them when they're doing their job. The police are there to make it safe. Certainly not there to enjoy the fight or to increase the tempo of it. Our job is to make it safe.
The consumer watchdog is cracking down on social media influencers amid concerns they may be misleading their followers with undisclosed ads. More than 100 are in the sights of the ACCC following dozens of complaints from the public. In sport, there's a tense battle taking place at Melbourne Park as Stefanos Tsitsipas and Karen Khachanov look to book a spot in the Australian Open men's final. Tsitsipas took the first two sets before Khachanov came back to win the third. That audio from Nine. Novak Djokovic and American Tommy Paul will face off in the other men's semi-final tonight. The decider will be held on Sunday.